fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here one more day with our guest, Briggs Sorber, who is the chief executive officer of Two Men in a Truck, an amazing business and an amazing story that he's been talking to us about all week long. And again, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, please go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there. You're going to really want to hear them. So welcome back, Brig.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. It's great to be back.
And thanks so much for taking the time, time to be with us. I really do appreciate it. And one of the things that you touched on a couple of times during the week was walking with the Lord is also a process of learning how to let go of things when it's time to let go. And the letting go might be changing position of responsibility. It might be letting go of something you've done for a long time that's hard to do. Could you just share with how you've experienced that process, how the Lord's taken you through all that? Because that's life, man. That's part
of
life.
It is. It is. It's. I'll tell you, I mean, bringing Christ into the business was huge, and I knew my role there, and we saw great success. I mean, my whole family did. As Two Men Truck continued to grow, I mean, it was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. It was on. It was in national magazines, and our franchisees work really, really hard, and we're all working together.
And it's just, how big is it? Like, how many employees and how big a company is it right now? Just
give our
listeners a sense of how big it really is.
Well, our corporate office, we have about 180 full-time employees in our corporate office. We have 350 locations in the U.S. with 21 locations in Canada, and then we have locations in London, in Ireland, and Scotland. So we're large. I mean, running in the summer, about 10,000 employees, doing about 3 moves every minute of every hour of every day. So I got to do the math on your show here, but, you know, we'll have several moves by the time you and I get done talking today. So it has grown, and it's a big business. Loved it. I felt comfortable. I've got a great crew at our corporate office and just love that feeling. But the business changes, and so does, as I pray over the business, so does my role. I was the king of putting out fires and getting things going and motivating people and bringing people into the adventure of the business, which is so important, and bringing people in the adventure of the moving business. Kind of hard, but there is adventure there.
Yeah.
But now it became something that we needed something more visionary for the business. I'm not a visionary guy. And it was just weighing on my heart that we're going to need some different leadership now. And part of me wants to stay there. I get kind of comfortable there being the man, you know, and especially when everything's all in my mind fixed, but we have to keep moving forward. And so I brought up my COO at the time, Randy Shaka, who had been with us since he was an intern, since he was 19 years old, as president, as a 35-year-old president. I got a lot of flack from a lot of people on the outside that you need a more professional president, but Randy's been awesome. He understands. Franchisees loved having him. And so that took away a lot of people started calling Randy for things and not calling me, which kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm a middle child.
Yeah. But I'm the go-to guy.
What's going on here? Yeah. And, you know, so I got comfortable in that role, and then I'm still the CEO. And then last year, a year ago, January 1st, I brought my CFO up into that CEO position, because now decisions we're making are million-dollar decisions. And we need that kind of acumen there. And so I became the executive chairman, and people laugh. Also, that means you like sit on a beach and play golf. And it's like, no, they still report to me because we are privately held by my family, but they run the operations now. And it was very difficult for me to walk away from that. And I question, as time moves on, God, where do you want me? Because a lot of people think, well, this is the end of the story. Brig walks off happily ever after. And it doesn't work out that way. In the insurance business, back in the day, God has kind of showed me back in the day, I insured a lot of miners that worked in the iron ore mines in the UP. And these guys would live to retire. And many of these guys would retire in their mid-60s, and they die within 5 or 6 months. Because not all of them, but a lot of them did. And I think it's because your feet have to hit the floor in the morning needed. You need to be needed.
Yeah.
You need to have some drive in the morning.
Sense of purpose. Why am I here?
Yes.
What's the purpose of my life? What's my mission still? Yeah.
Yeah. You can't play golf. You can't hunt. You can't. I mean, realistically. And I guarantee you there are some retired guys and gals listening right now that would agree with me. Mm-hmm. So I pray to God, where do you want me? I don't want to be this dude that just kind of hangs out that,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like the party's over, man.
Right.
So, I mean, on my way into your show today, you know, I just prayed on that. God, show me the direction where you want me. I know you want to use me in some place. And I've also learned that we need to be patient with that. He is not going to throw down a bunch of stuff in front of us. Then we get to move on to the next thing. So I've learned to quiet my heart and learn to continue to pray over the business. I am a blocker and tackler for Two Men in a Truck now. I'm a support person there for our leadership and for our franchisees. And I will wait for the Lord to speak. But in the meantime, I'm sleeping well. Business is doing better because I have smarter people in there than myself. Another hard thing to swallow, but it's the truth. I'm okay with that. So kind of where I'm sitting right now.
That's great. The word identity keeps going through my mind as you're speaking. And again, of Pope Francis in his first encyclical Evangelii Gaudium, he talks about the importance that every baptized Catholic is a disciple, but not only a disciple, but a missionary disciple. And another point, he says, I am a mission in this world. I was born for mission. You are a disciple. When you surrender your life to Christ, were baptized and following him, you now take on the mission of the master, of the Lord, right? For your whole life. And the way it was expressed for you was in your family and in your business. And he taught you, he shepherded you through that process where you literally brought his values, his optic, his paradigm into your business. Mm-hmm. That was a mission. I mean, the concrete mission was building a great business.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the adventure, as you've shared it, it's been exciting to hear all week long about how much walking with the Lord in that was a key part of that whole mission. Well, that's not over yet. And I think there are a lot of the people, as you mentioned, listening to the program today may be at that time of transition, and they can't conceive, like, what am I going to do, you know, exactly? Well, trust me, the Lord has more for you in terms of the mission because he's put a lot in you. And you, those of you who are listening, that until the day you die, he wants you to be a part of his great mission of making disciples of all nations. And that looks different for everybody, but that will be the heart of it. And that will be the source of identity for us. I think a lot of people don't know that. They forget it. They feel like, well, no one's really relying on me now anymore. Nobody's even listening to me anymore. So
I think the important thing, too, is, again, we talked about this in a couple shows back, but just scrubbing your heart and letting the Holy Spirit talk to you. God will show you things right now where things don't look all that great, but have an open mind in watching how life unfolds, because it might be information that you're going to need down the road. My wife, Fran, and I, we go to St. Martha Parish in Okemos, Michigan, and we go to the Dobie Road Medical Health Facility, and we give communion out to a group of others. So we're there about once a month, once every 5 weeks. I've been able to watch people that come to, we have a mass on TV, and then we give communion at the mass. It's interesting to see the older people there. Some of them are so happy, regardless of their situation, that they're there. They're happy. They're smiling. And when you wheel them out, it's like, you know, Barb, where do you want to go? Oh, you can just put me anywhere, Brig. That's fine. And there's some people that are so fidgety and they're so anxious, and it's like, why is that? And I think God opened that up to so I could witness that. And what I've come to the conclusion is, people are good in their own skin when they've lived a good life. They took risks in their life and in business. They were disciples. They played out the role that God gave them, because when we're in those places, we live them again in memories. And some of the people that wish they would have done this, wish they would have done that, maybe wish they would have gotten into that deep water, and they never did. And as the end is there, now they're anxious in their own place. And going back, driving back home from giving communion, made me think about that. How are you going to live, Brig, if you're so lucky to be at the Dobie Road Medical Facility watching Mass? How's your heart going to feel?
Yeah.
And so that helps us, too, to make decisions, Christ-like decisions, right now that might seem a little bit tough, but let's break out of that shell and step out and do some of these things, because we will live our lives again.
No, that's good. That's very good. I think for our listeners, if you're in that place in your life of transition and not knowing what you're going to do next, is one thing you can know for sure is that the Lord has called you. He's put a lot in you, in your life, and your mission is not over. You don't have to worry if there's any more mission for you in life. It's a matter now of trusting the Lord and say each morning, say, Lord, guide my steps, show me, because I'm here, Lord. Bring the people into my life now that you want. Take me to the places you want me to go. I'm going to keep jumping in the deep end. I'm going to keep trusting you. I'm going to keep giving you a blank check because I know it's not over.
Right.
In the meantime, I'm going to keep loving the people in my life. I'm going to keep praying and seeking you because I know you're going to show me that. You know, because the adventure's not over till it's over, you know, till he calls us home.
And look at this. I mean, some of those people in that Dobie Road Medical Facility, what if their only job God put them on earth was to take, I don't want to call myself an idiot, but, you know, like a fool like me,
yeah,
and show this is what it looks like living a good Christian life. This is what it means to go out there and go for it. This is the end result of that. That's a beautiful thing. And so we don't know why the exact purpose of who we're supposed to touch, and many of us will touch millions of people. You touch tons of people on your show. And some of us, you know, are the head. Some of us are the hand. Some of us are the toe. We don't
right.
know.
That's a good point.
But let's play that role the best that we can. And we can't really choose that role. To your point earlier, God puts these things inside of us, and that role comes out as we live our lives.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing is really, really interesting.
It is.
And God talks to us in all these different ways, and it just breaks my heart when people go to church once a week. I mean, it really breaks my heart when they don't go at all. I just don't know if you can get there once a week.
If you're not engaged, I mean, it comes down to Jesus saying, Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you,
yes,
he says, right?
Just, yeah,
seek first the kingdom of God. And then he says, seek, search, find, knock, keep coming. That's the key.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder if we're just going to church on Sunday and we're kind of dragging ourselves there and we're not really engaged, before you know it, the readings and the homily are over and you can't remember anything that was said and you're not engaging it. That's not seeking. That's not knocking.
No.
That's
mm-hmm.
not hungering and thirsting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we just need to keep doing. Just keep hungering. Keep thirsting. He's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell his breath if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't and you're kind of indifferent or you're minimalistic like we've been talking about, then it's going to feel like he's a mile away or he's nowhere to be found. That's because in our hearts we haven't said, I want to find you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're seeking me. I know you're here. Help me. Help me see you. Help me touch you. Help me smell your breath again and lead me on. You know?
Oh, yeah,
so,
for sure.
Well, look, if someone's listening, we've been talking about the great spiritual side of things over the last few days. Maybe someone's listening and they've been waiting. Hey, I want to get a franchise. How do I do that? You know,
yeah.
What do they do? Just call you guys or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, the best spot is just to go online, go on the website, and take a look at who we are and go ahead and jump into the process right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk with you and work it through for you. Make sure that it's a good fit for you.
Yeah.
It is really hard work. There are some people that just absolutely thrive in it. We have franchises that have just done fantastic. Very proud. 75% of our management staff system-wide started out on the trucks or started out on the phones.
That's healthy.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's really healthy. That's really healthy. Yeah. Well, Brick, thanks for being here. What a great story. I'm really, really grateful that you've been able to be with us all week. And I know the Lord's got a lot more in store for you as the days go on. And friends, he's got a lot in store for you. Always remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus Christ lives within you, and he's got a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And his end game is to both get you home to be with the Father, but between here and there, he wants you to be everything he's made you to be. And walking with him, surrendering to him each day is the thing that's going to get you there. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.